In this Windows Server App Fabric video, we'll look at troubleshooting using the dashboard. In this video, we'll show you a summary of how to use the App Fabric dashboard to monitor the health and lifetime of your .NET Framework applications that include WCF or WF services. In subsequent videos, I will drill down into more detail into each of the sections. The App Fabric dashboard is a primary point within App Fabric to monitor and troubleshoot .NET Framework version 4 services. Data presented within the App Fabric dashboard provides you with both live, real-time, and historical metrics of your services. The live metrics provide current information about your durable workflows and allow their states to be controlled. The dashboard's historical metrics provide visibility into the health of your services over a specific period of time. For distributed applications, isolating a problem is not as simple as looking at one counter or using only one tool in isolation. Rather, solving problems in a distributed service environment often involves correlating data from different tools or counters to create a realistic picture of the true cause of a problem. The dashboard contains three widgets: persistent WF instances, WCF call history, and WF instance history, that you can use to correlate information for troubleshooting your applications. The latter of these two widgets are historical metrics, which means that what is displayed is affected by the time period time selector at the top of the dashboard. For instance, last 1 minute, last 24 hours, and so on. When you first open or view one of these three widgets, you see a high-level summary of the status of its metrics. You see quickly if there is a problem at that level. For example, the persistent WF instances widget initially displays the status of live, durable workflow instances that have been saved their state in the persistent store. It gives a summary status of the number and persistent instances that are in the active, idle, and suspended states. This can quickly inform you if there is a problem at the persistent workflow level. You can click links on the summary page to get additional information about that specific summary counter. The App Fabric dashboard presents the following information to help you more completely comprehend the state of the .NET Framework services managed by App Fabric. The App Fabric dashboard tracks instances of durable workflows and presents state data about how many are running, active or idle or suspended. The App Fabric dashboard also provides drill-down capabilities to observe individual persistent WF instances and enables you to issue your own commands on persistent workflows to control their execution. In further videos, we will look at these drill-down capabilities. Workflow services are tracked at various levels of verbosity by App Fabric by storing the events that they emit during normal execution. The App Fabric dashboard provides visibility into the historical health of WF services that have monitoring enabled at a level of health monitoring or higher. All WCF and WF services in the .NET Framework use WCF for communication with clients and other services. The App Fabric dashboard monitors and displays cumulative totals of successes and exceptions as a result of received WCF calls. It also displays information about failed or faulted calls associated with service exceptions. The App Fabric dashboard provides metrics for these services deployed to the local App Fabric server as well as to any remote App Fabric servers on a server farm that are monitored and use the same persistence and monitoring stores. App Fabric allows you to filter metrics by local server or all servers. You can also use the App Fabric dashboard to adjust the time range for display data in hours, weeks, or the entire time history of the monitoring store for the selected servers. In the next video, we will dig down and look at the different sections as displayed in the App Fabric dashboard.